got to do with it. What's love but a secondhand emotion?
I didn't think I would know any of the other words.
I got the end.
Dude, it's a sweet old-fashioned notion? Yeah. Come on.
God, fucking Tina Turner, dude.
God, one of the fucking best, if maybe not the best.
Greatest arms of all time.
Oh, yeah, she
had great arms.
Jacked. I didn't even think about that.
Every time I think of her, I think of her arms.
Wow, yeah, a woman with jacked arms is a difficult thing to do. Well, welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, and our guest today is a hilarious stand-up comedian. We love her so much. She's got a great Don't Tell Comedy set out that I've watched 100 times. Everybody, please welcome to the show, Leah Samson.
Hi.
I'm on camera now?
Yeah. You're on camera.
Okay, was I on camera the whole time?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so all these viewers, all my black,
well,
the black
it'll
people, they're going
to
be like, she didn't know the words. Okay. Sorry.
Just be like, no, I didn't know how I was supposed to talk until I was introduced. Visible.
Yeah. Hi. This woman was piping her heart out. And
I know, I'm just like,
give her
judging the whole time.
It's Sorry. Okay. I have that personality that does not get embarrassed really easily at all. I have this like weird disease where no matter what happens.
It's called bipolar disorder.
Yeah, right. I thought it was just being a white woman.
Yeah.
Fearless.
Well, white women are one
sure,
or the other.
Very fearless.
We're either not embarrassed of anything or we're very ashamed of everything.
Yeah, those
the
two
Irish Catholic is
about
like
to say, yes.
shame. It's all shame.
Yes.
All
yes.
And I'm that. I have that.
Yes.
Yeah. And the wacky mentally ill Canadian is just like,
whatever.
Doing whatever.
Yeah.
Y'all own property. That Catholic gives you, makes you a hoe, actually.
Yeah.
Which is how it is for Baptists, for the black community.
I can imagine.
That's everyone that's Baptist, three kids by middle school.
Yeah. All of those religious things are like, they always just go the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how people who are still doing that haven't picked up on that.
Like, you guys still doing that?
I think they enjoy it at this point.
Sure.
We have Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, you know what the fuck is going on.
Everybody is into like the Catholic schoolgirl.
Yeah, of course.
Pedophiles. You fucking disgusting pedophiles.
Which is kind of irony, isn't it? Usually the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the time.
Yeah, I guess that's why that's the thing. Like, girls are like, what about us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I going to get molested?
Yeah.
Cut that.
It's gone.
Just kidding. Mm. Leave it in. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up with zero religion, and I still have two abortions under my belt. So what's my fucking
anything excuse?
Okay, money.
Anybody.
Hey, Planned Parenthood.
I know.
Period.
Great insurance.
Right.
First abortion, completely free. Took the train home.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got a margarita after.
Oh, that's
love
nice.
That.
Yeah.
I went to a place where it was BYOB, and I was like,
for your abortion?
I lost it on the way. No, it's like my friend was moving, and so we went to like a restaurant that was BYOB, and this is when I was a huge drunk, and I bought like a magnum of the shittiest wine.
I think you get to get drunk after your abortion.
Completely. I dropped the wine in the elevator, and it just exploded everywhere, and I was
that
like,
that was the spirit of your baby.
Okay, I was like,
the elevator opens, you're crying. You're like, I lost my baby.
There's just something that looks like blood everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And maybe there is a God, because that was pretty biblical.
Well, I was offered the margarita after.
By the doctor?
No, the therapist, because I was crying, and she's like, usually women don't do this. They're like, take her out, baby.
And
they're like, but what if he becomes an NBA star? And she's like, it's not going to happen.
Was this at Planned Parenthood?
No, this was at this little abortion clinic that's now like a bank in Austin. And
capitalism.
And then I felt kind of special because I felt like famous because they were like the Jehovah's Witnesses or whatever with the signs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, still gonna do it. But also I was just like, damn,
that would like influence my main character syndrome.
No, literally. Yeah. And my friend like carried me. Of course you gotta go with a friend.
Yeah.
She's like hiding me like I'm like, you know, Michael Jackson blanket.
Like I don't want those people to exist. I don't want people to harass women who need abortions.
Right?
But if I'm gonna get one, I do kind of want them there.
Right. Yeah. Everybody needs to see. I was like, go on Facebook Live.
It's like, you know how like,
that is. It would be Facebook Live,
Not Instagram.
These are
crazy losers.
People.
They're on Facebook. You know how like influencers and stuff, if they go to like a club, they'll like call the paparazzi to take photos. That would be me with the abortion.
Oh, I'm
protesters.
Doing that, by the way.
Like, of course.
Let me get two more followers on Instagram.
I call the abortion protesters and the paparazzi. Yeah, be like, take pictures of me ignoring that.
Yeah, that used to be the new like back in the day when they used to like Britney Spears and all those girls would like show their panties. Like,
yes.
That used to be the new like wave of like us leaving the abortion clinic.
Totally.
And
you have like a blazer over your head, like,
but a fan also.
Who, me?
Yeah,
and some Uggs.
I would never.
Oh, God. God, yeah. You just brought me back. I mean, I went to Planned Parenthood for the first one, and they had a counselor there, and they kept being like, "So birth control?" And I was like, "No, I don't like birth control." Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Well, obviously, bitch."
Yeah, they were like, "We picked up on that."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then they kept pushing the birth control because they were like, "Okay, but you're like a whore, so I'm like, right. Please take the birth control." Right. And they were like not comforting at all. It was just them being like, all right, but seriously, it's time for you to.
Well, I think that's kind of like, you know, if your like house burns down, the fire department puts out the fire, and then they're like, you should own a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, right, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But then you won't have a job.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They're yes, like, we are yeah. willing to help you, but let's maybe avoid this problem. It's so funny you being like. All they wanted to do was put me on birth control while I was getting my abortion.
It was a little bit not their business, is all
right,
I'm saying.
Right, they had one job.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was also 18, so I think when you're like young like yeah. that.
You were an adult.
Yeah, yeah.
You were grown.
I agree.
I got put on birth control when I was like 14. A gynecologist took one look at me and was like, take the pill. Take the pill. It's once a day. It'll be fine.
My mom wouldn't let me get on birth control because if I was, that meant I was fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wouldn't let me shave my vagina.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Isn't that crazy?
My mom at first wouldn't let me shave my legs.
Yeah.
But went to like a school with a uniform, so I had to like be like, I'm getting made fun of because I had to wear a skirt every day.
Oh.
But I was just like,
I've never grown leg. I'm like an Asian man from like.
I don't really grow leg hair either, but everybody was doing it.
I have no hair that grows in my legs, but the coochie, yes, definitely. And my mom found out because shows you how much she loves me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We're doing a reset. Yeah, of my babies. Go ahead.
My mom found out that I was shaving my cooter in, I think, high school was because I had a ovarian cyst rupture. And at school, that's when I discovered I had a period and a vagina, like all at the same time.
What a bad day.
Right. Yeah. And I had my little boyfriend with me, and I was like, this is womanhood. And so that was kind of cool because he stayed with me. I was like, come on, what a man.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's like gay now, but which explains a lot. That explains a lot.
Yeah.
I was like,
one of the only good men.
Right.
And it's like,
Yes. And so, yeah, I wake up, you know, you pass out, I wake up, and I'm in the hospital bed, and my mom is there, and the doctor's talking, and then he leaves. Obviously they like examined my stuff or whatever. And she's just looking at me and I'm like, are you mad that I'm alive still?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
why are you? She's and she's like, so you have a bare vagina.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's the thing?
And I was like, she's like, so why are you shaming your pussy?
Yeah.
I was like, I almost died because of it. Like, you know, I was like definitely getting fingered and shit in the foyer, but like,
shit, fingered in the foyer.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a little hand job at the movie theater. You know, those were days.
But that's important for your development.
That was enough.
Remember the days when foreplay was sex?
That was it. And that was enough. And it was enough. And it was
what
enough.
What I'd give.
And they stayed with you.
To feel that
they
strongly.
And they stay with you.
And then cheat on you. Yes.
What
a dry one.
Oh my God, dry humping.
I still do dry humping.
Dry humping.
I'm like,
dry humping
must
is
in
like
this
the
household.
Peak of like women's sexuality.
Yes.
Like,
I wore Gap jeans just so I could keep a man.
Yeah.
Like I was like, that friction.
And now I have to be like, you want to do something crazy?
Laundry's
done.
Let's
keep our jeans on.
Yeah. What if you had like a lightning bolt in your on your pussy? That would be even funnier.
No, right? She should be happy that I wasn't like artistic at
the
time. Yeah. Because I was a theater kid too, so I really should have showed the fuck out, but I didn't.
Yeah.
A crucifix?
Yeah.
Come on.
And you know, and I shaved it, but here's the thing: to this day, though, because of that, I don't shave my shit bald.
Yeah.
Because one, that's fucking weird. I feel like I don't want my pussy to like look for real little Bill. Like, Caillou coochie. That's crazy.
Yeah, no.
But I only did that because the guy that was dating, and he didn't know any better because I think because he was gay.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, oh, well, women should have a bald pussy.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
and I love when it's bald.
And I love when it's bald. And I love
like,
it.
He's like, you know what would slay?
He's in eyelash extensions.
Yes.
I love that outfit.
You know what would really be cunty if like you just like fully shave your cunt
and like you blow me, but that's all.
No,
that's actually it.
So I would like fucking steal my older sister's razors and just like peel like my lips are that big, by the way. That's what I was doing.
We love big lips here.
You know, I was, you know, and so just scraping, like, you know,
it hurts.
And I cut myself like because I'm 12 at the time. I don't fucking know what I'm doing.
It is like I wish there was a way for us to be taught how to do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm convinced I'm still not sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I used to nair it and get myself a chemical burn.
I still use nair.
Perm the pussy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I have to admit that I still use nair on my bum. I know you do.
Is it on your shit?
You shouldn't.
But you shouldn't.
But you can.
But you can, and it works.
Is
it?
Well, I'm just a stuck up bitch now. I'm like, I don't care anymore because I'm like a man likes whatever. And at this point, I'm just like, oh, my wax lady died. You know, like, I don't give a fuck. You know, and I'm like,
because
I'm like, I'm not shaving it.
I know. I'm like, once a month, I nair everything off. And then I'm like, however it grows in.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Don't leave it on for too long.
Right.
Because that hurts.
Don't get it around the big lips.
Well, have you ever got any yeast infection from that? Because I've thought about it, but that's what I've wanted.
No.
Okay. Oh. So, yeah, one time there was
In fact, there have been times when I've had the feeling of like I'm about to get a yeast infection, and then I've done it and it's gone away.
We're like QAnon,
it like kills
supplements girls here. We're like, use nair for your like hygiene needs.
Yeah, I'm gonna say publicly, allegedly, I would like to say don't, uh-huh. But privately, it works.
I once left a little too much around the edge and forgot about it, and then I had sex with a guy and I burned his dick.
Yeah, that'll happen.
But he was cheating on me, so kind of like retroactive. Yeah, slay. Yeah. I was like,
that is so epic.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I love that. So it didn't burn you, but it burned him.
It burned him.
Yeah.
My pussy was like, dude was like rebelling.
The ring of fire.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling crazy today.
Allegedly, that's the name.
I'm wearing a shirt that says, I hope your abuser dies. Yeah. I'm feeling wild today.
Oh my God.
Today.
I sent me that shirt. I was like, that's going to send her into almost a manic episode the first time she puts it on.
Yeah, I'm feeling crazy.
I love that.
Let's get into our first little seg here.
Yes.
This is something that I've been mad about for my whole life.
Yep.
Respectfully, if you and all your friends are in relationships, love that for you, so happy for you. I guarantee that you are treating your one or two single friends badly and unfairly. And I will make a case for this. When you all go on your little group chat vacation, okay, it's 12 people, everybody's sharing an Airbnb, you make the single person take the fucking couch so that all of you can sleep together, even though that person had to pay, in a way, twice as much as the rest of you.
Right.
Okay, there's one. The other one, you're not giving them a plus one to your fucking wedding.
Right.
So now they're alone, even though everybody else gets to go as a group. Everybody's going as a couple. Everybody has a built-in little sidekick that they get to take to the wedding, except for your single friend. I'm not single anymore, but I hate this.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, especially single women, it's so unfair the way that they're expected to just like do everything by themselves.
Yeah. And they have to sit with Uncle Greg at the wedding.
Right.
Yeah. Because.
Or like the kids' table.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's gross. I hate it. And also, the other side of this is your single friends have to go to your bachelorette party. They have to go to your baby shower.
See?
They have to go to everything. They have to spend all this fucking money to go to Nashville for your bachelorette party, which, by the way, nobody has ever actually wanted to do.
No.
If you had a bachelor party in Nashville, consider your friends really good people for going to that.
Liars.
Because nobody has ever wanted to go to that.
Yeah.
They have to shell out all this fucking money for you. And then by the time they get married, if they do, which they don't have to, by the time they do, you're like, well, the kids. Well, we can't go because of the kids.
Oh, you're right.
Well, we can't go because of Greg's work.
Right.
Greg's work.
Yeah.
Right.
I went to fucking everything for you.
As a comedian with no money.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm not spending money on anything that requires a man that I'm not fucking.
Yes.
So like if I am the single bridesmaid person, slave, whatever.
Yeah.
I gotta at least see his dick. I gotta at least like
Let me fuck your fiance.
Truly, because y'all ain't married yet.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know about y'all, but you know, in the church they say if you ain't got no ring on, that ain't your man. So
baby, don't listen to that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all teach his own.
Yeah.
No, but you have one.
Yeah.
I should be saying don't listen.
Yeah, yeah. I got a husband.
You have a husband, you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're here fucking, we were the single, I dated in New York since I was 18. I have been the single person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I should cuff one of these hoes I'm talking to right now?
Yeah.
I just be with
them. It's getting cold.
It's getting cold.
Release
New York's
them in
expensive.
The spring.
I know.
I need somebody to split my rent with.
True.
You know, also
cute.
I like love my boyfriend or whatever. I have a microphone in front of me. But also I'd really like to split the rent. And I think he knows that.
Yeah. I also think the single people on top of being having to pay for everything, get that condescension from all the people.
Yeah,
who
the
are
toxic positivity.
Yeah, you're
gonna find someone. Yeah.
See, here's my thing. I don't give a fuck. Call me whatever. Every time I see a woman spending money, including myself, if I see my reflection, I think is an abomination.
Yeah,
I don't, single or not, what we shouldn't be paying for anything.
Any of it. Yeah. Like, well, that's my other point. It's like, not only does this person have to like pay more to go on right. this couple's vacation that you're making them go on,
right.
she's also paying all her own fucking bills.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's the only one in this friend group
mm-hmm.
who is.
Mm-hmm.
So she shouldn't have to do
bought
all
her
of
own
this.
Ticket, all that. She yes. paid for everything.
And every day she's the only one taking care of herself. Her life is already right. harder. And don't make her sleep on the fucking pullout couch.
That's wild.
That's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
And then y'all are mad because she's the alcoholic on the trip.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Come
she's
on.
Sad.
Right. Duh.
It's a cry for help.
Yeah.
Let her do it.
That's weird. I don't have that many friends. I mean, well, my friends know better.
My friends know better.
They know better.
I've never personally experienced this because we don't hang out with like women whose whole
type, like psychopaths.
Yeah. We also don't hang out with women whose like whole thing is
that's
getting
wild.
Married.
Yeah,
I would never. But I know these women. I grew up with these women. Yeah. So I like see it.
Sure.
I see
yeah.
the pictures on social media where there's like one girl sorority squatting in the front because everyone else is posing with their
for
man.
For her man. That's crazy.
I had annoying friends in high school.
Yeah.
And then I moved.
Yeah.
Right.
And now
you grew
but
up.
Not everybody
yeah.
did.
You became
yeah.
a fucking adult.
You're right.
Yeah.
I would never do that. If I got married, really, I would want shit to be very secret. Very. I want to yeah. get married like in a basement. Like I would.
I went to City Hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if y'all want to come through with like PBRs and shit or yeah. whatever, like
yeah.
y'all want to like kick it at the Applebee's in Times Square.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
See, here's the thing. I want to have like the like wedding thing, but just because I like dresses and parties.
Drama. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I
yes,
love
yes,
drama.
Yeah.
I want to get my aunts and uncles and every comedian I've ever known in a room with an open bar.
That's what
bar.
I did. You
that's
saw my
funny.
Aunt. That's the best.
That's funny.
That's the best.
Oh,
that's
and like, someone gets in a fight at your wedding. You're like watching
ooh,
it.
Yes.
Like, ooh, you're going to break up.
I love
but, like,
that.
But there's a huge difference between being like doing it for that reason and being the person who's like, it's my day. Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm just like, I just want to like, have diarrhea, fuck up my dress, and
yeah.
have my man leave me.
You don't think
next.
I had diarrhea
that.
The entire? I had rolling
I
diarrhea the whole weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I was so anxious, not because
right,
I was
sure.
like, "This is my day." I was like, "My uncle and my
yeah.
brother
right,
and
right,
this
right.
and
yes.
these two gotta fucking
and
stay
then
away from each
pop
other."
Up,
see,
yeah. in my fourth grade. Yeah.
I've thought about this before because when I get very anxious, I can't poop.
Yeah.
And I've always been like, I'm not going to be able to poop on my wedding day.
No, you're not.
And then I'm going to be like bloated and not hungry. That sucks.
Yeah.
I just don't think I'm going to care that much.
Yeah.
Is that shitty?
I think.
No.
Well,
no
like Andrea
intended.
Was saying, the thing I'll care about is like, these people are both going to be like, I don't, it's more like, I'd be nervous the way that like you're nervous for any sort of like.
When friend groups come
friend
together.
Groups
really?
Together.
I'm such
yeah.
a diva. I just want like his part of the family, especially the ones that like probably won't speak English. I just want them to see me be like, yeah. He beat all y'all.
Yeah.
He did that.
Yeah.
Now fireworks. Like
yeah.
I'm gonna be so in my own world. I don't give a fuck about
that.
Who falls or you know whatever.
I wish that I felt that way, and
yeah.
I kind of
yeah.
did.
Well,
but
you didn't wait long enough. Like me, I'm 30 now. So I mean, I'm sure I'm gonna get married probably like
I'm
maybe
35.
Like next week or something.
Yeah, I'm 35.
When did you get married?
Like a few months ago.
A few months ago.
Oh
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long did you know him though?
3 years?
Okay, that's different. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm trying to do it quick.
I asked him. I was
I'm
like,
trying
let's
to go, quick.
Go. You're 45. What are
oh,
we
yeah.
doing
yeah.
here?
He's
you
like,
have
30
minutes.
Yeah. He already has a kid. I'm like, let's have a
cool,
party.
Cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't have bridesmaids. I didn't make any of my bitches from different countries.
Yes.
No,
come
literally
for
from
any
fucking
stupid
different
parties.
Countries come out to one spot.
Yeah, I didn't
that's
fucking
so
do
much
speeches.
Money.
And like, she has to buy a dress that you like.
Yeah.
And that's your color. The color. The color.
I'm gonna make you wear. No.
I do kind of respect bitches who make their bridesmaids wear an ugly dress.
Dude, you're going to make me wear something so gross, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm not like that. But I do think it's funny when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that because I think it'll ruin the pictures.
Sure, right, yep. right.
I don't wear an ugly dress in
right.
my pictures.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, you can tell when, like, a bride's friends are all hotter than her.
Mm-hmm.
Those dresses are ugly.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
How would you feel? Because I have a friend that this actually happened to, and it was a whole thing, and I'm totally on her side. How would you feel if you got married and one of your bridesmaids didn't want to wear a bra with the dress? So obviously,
it depends on what her boobs are like.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She have distractingly
yeah.
good boobs. Is that
right?
The case?
Yeah. Or were they kind of like? Mm.
Yeah.
If you have
or if she has like such small boobs that like I have some friends who are like. Legitimately flat chested.
Right.
So if they were like, I don't want to wear a bra, I was like, I'd be like, well, nobody's gonna know.
Yeah.
Like nobody's
like,
gonna be able
oh,
to
bless
tell.
Her heart.
So, like, that's one thing.
I have fake tits for this exact reason, by the way. Because, like, I had bless her heart tits.
Yeah, bless her heart
tits.
But also, like,
they were tough. They're brutal. Yeah.
But also, if I have a friend that has rockin' tits and she's like, I'm not going to wear a bra to your wedding, I'd be like, relax.
I'd be like, chill out.
Relax.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That'd be the, I put my tits away for your wedding out of respect.
Thank you. My friend, I don't know if she'd be mad about this, but Jasmine Ellis, she's a great fucking stand up. Y'all may have heard of her. But she was like, am I wrong for it? Because one of her bridesmaids didn't want to wear a bra. I was like, no. Like,
no.
I think that's,
I mean, also, like, if you're already...
my husband looking at your tits.
No, like, everyone's going to look at your tits. Everyone's going to see
that's the thing. Like,
and it's my tits.
Yeah, it's your tits.
There's also a thing where it's like, it is kind of distracting.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and if it's cold?
Yeah.
And if it's cold?
Then that's
God forbid it's cold.
Right.
All my in-laws, especially the men, are like horny baseline.
They're very
Italian.
They're
very... I don't even know what they are. They're Ohio. They're like very Ohio.
They're related. They're cousins. They
blue collar, ripping cigs, very fun. And one of them, Uncle Tony, like could not handle his shit because it was all like hot New York City bitches.
Yeah.
He's like,
nobody's
I've never
Uncle Tony ever can.
Dude, Uncle Tony was losing.
Uncle Tony
fucking when he saw me, he kept going to Dan, being like, "Wow, that's a woman." And Dan's like, "All right, she is my wife." But Uncle Tony was so enamored by Courtney McGinnis, friend of the pod, that he kept being like, "You're like Stevie Nicks. You're just the you're
She's
like
sitting
Stevie
next to her husband."
Tony's just like ripping. My mom and Uncle Tony were smoking weed. I was like, "This is a fucking
in public.
This is on the street, on the streets." Yes, people were kind of making moves.
Columbus or Ohio. Yeah.
Ohio.
I just love all the places where white people like do that.
Ohio.
And it's like, okay.
They go hard.
Yeah.
My husband's funeral, his dad was wearing like a fucking fleece shirt and they all were just like ripping
the
casket. Wait, you said your husband's funeral.
Sorry, dad's funeral.
Yeah.
Like, you say he's 45, not 46. Like, what?
He still got his hair.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
No, they were like in plaid shirts, all just like fucking shotgunning beers and ripping cigs. And, you know, they're
fun. It's fun to be white trash. I also, about the thing we were talking about originally, I'll also say this. I am not single anymore. You're not single anymore. I don't know how...
pending.
I don't know. And you're pending.
Don't
and
disrespect
I,
me. I'm pending.
I don't know what happens.
And we're like, you're single.
Like, you're sad.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking.
I get it. Yeah. I was just going to say, I don't know what happens to people's brains where they like forget what it was like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel that.
Like,
I don't get people
who are like disregarding their single friends and like making them do more shit than other people.
Yes.
I will always be on the side of single women because I've been one. It doesn't matter. Like, if I'm with my boyfriend for the rest of my life, I'll still be like, don't talk to her like that.
Yeah.
Leave her out of this. She's trying her best.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially,
she lives in a studio apartment. When she gets a cold, she's the only one there.
Right?
Yes.
Hungover. Who's going to feed the dog? She can't.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
All my friends are from Texas, so they're all married and all this stuff now and kids. I love them and they know that, but I just feel like I should distance myself.
I don't fuck with that,
you know, because I had one friend, bless her, I mean, this is my sister, but also it's like she got mad at me because she was like, you're, and mind you, at this point she got her husband, second marriage, you know, family,
I love
dogs,
the balls of second marriage.
She's like, I just feel like, and we've been friends since high school, and she was just like, I just feel like you're not being a good friend to me, and da 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 da. And I'm like,
I don't like this.
Mind you, this was me moving to Austin by myself, living by myself, trying to
doing comedy,
starting comedy, doing three fucking hard jobs,
being
harassed every fucking night at mics and shit. And I'm like, girl, I love that you got some fucking like quality dick in your life that's taking care of
and
shit.
And you're comfortable, and
none of your dogs have diabetes and they're
love
fucking
that.
Good. Like, that's great. Like, one pee's too much, it's fine. We can, you know.
I'm drowning.
I'm literally drowning.
And,
I'm like,
and now I have to also check in on you.
Check in on
you. You married someone who's now his job is to check in on you.
I cannot. And so we're good now. We talked about it. But I felt like really shitty about that for a while. And I still do to this day. I'm like, maybe I should check up on her that she's pregnant. Maybe I should send, like...
But also, this is what I'm saying, like, about the thing where it's like, we're expected to go to the baby shower. We're expected to go to the bachelorette. It's like,
I can't.
It's like, now, also, we're expected to, like, check in on these major life events. What about my major life events?
Yes. Right.
Like, just because I'm single in this scenario...
Ooh, talk
it's
that
like,
shit.
It's like... Now my birthday doesn't matter.
I got a don't tell set.
No, I've got nothing from anyone. Yeah. From anyone, but I have to be at the baby shower. I have to be
at the
gender reveal. I have to be at the...
You don't come to my big milestones.
No,
you don't reach out about my... And also, you don't check in on me.
Never.
When I don't have... I'm doing this by myself.
Yes.
I'm the one who needs checking in on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Literally.
Like, you have a whole support system because you married a support system.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you have family. Like, I'm a comedian. Obviously, we don't have family.
Yeah, exactly.
And if we do,
famously
we're not
dead dads.
Yeah.
Mine's, well, to me, but like,
But
I just reconnected with him this Thanksgiving.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, he texted me today. I left him on red because, like, slow your roll.
Let's not get too comfortable here.
Calm down. So it's like, no, I don't even, like, the worlds are different. I just think that's so not fair.
I feel like this is what always happens to, like, the person who leaves.
Yes.
The person who moves.
Yes.
The person who
dyes their hair
Lana
black.
Del Rey.
Yes.
Yeah. Gets an abortion.
Yeah.
Like, okay, now I'm different
than
you.
The person who doesn't take, like, the path of, like, go to college, get married, get a job as a nurse.
Right.
Like,
oh, every time.
The
I'd
person
be a total
who
fucking
do
bitch
that,
about it.
EMT, nurse, mm-hmm.
Everybody, like,
real
villainizes
agent.
You. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, so now you're, like, too Hollywood to reach
and
out?
I am.
And it's like, yes.
And you should be happy to have, like, a Hollywood friend.
Yes.
Come to New York.
I say that all the time.
Literally.
Use that husband to get you a fucking plane ticket. Come stay with me in Manhattan.
Yeah, and cheat on your husband.
And I won't say shit, bitch. I don't know his name.
Yes.
I'm cool. Like, it's crazy to me.
It's also like,
such a fumble.
Yeah, I am too Hollywood to text you. And by that, I mean busy.
Yeah.
Like, I am fucking busy all the time.
I'm not breastfeeding you. I'm breastfeeding this man that can get me a fucking career.
You.
Like, that's what I'm doing.
You.
Like, because that's his thing. That's what they do.
And they love it.
They love being breastfed. Yeah, they like
I was so mean to one of these girls because I went to college. I went to college alone in New York City. It's the most alienating, lonely I'd ever been.
Imagine.
I was, like, going to bars alone, trying to, like, be friends with women.
Right.
I'd be like, can I buy you a drink? And they would be like, yuck. And I'd be like, no, not sexually. I have no one.
Yeah.
No,
which is so sad.
Literally.
But this girl who went to college in Montreal, I visited her twice. This bitch never came up to New York. And she was doing this. She'd read on my Facebook. That's aging me. Like, oh my God, you stupid slut in New York. Like, mean because I was better than her. One day she sent me a text. I, like, was getting off Union Square. I remember just calling her being like, enough with the fucking Facebook comments.
Yeah.
And I've got you to, I, like, absolutely popped off. And then the council of basic bitches from my high school had to be like, you made Christine cry and you really need to, like, talk to her. And I sent this bitch flowers.
Also, it's like, can I
even
just
though
say
you've been calling me a slut on the internet
Christine.
For like
also,
months.
Also, like, I made Christine
young.
Cry.
Yeah, good for you.
I made Christine cry. It was the first time she cried in 6 months. I cry every day because
I'm
18 and I live in New York.
Yes.
Literally, I was like, did she kill herself? I was like, because I thought about doing it every day.
Yes.
Like,
I'm
what
pregnant.
Are we, what are we doing?
I dropped
literally.
The wine.
Yeah.
My gay friend's moving to Paris and he's all I had.
Oh, wow.
He's all I had.
And I'm gonna dress terribly for the next 6 months.
Yeah, bad highlights.
Well, and here's my thing. I like that you said that because, like, when my friend told me that, I was on the toilet when she called me with that. She sent me a text message and I was on the toilet. And I started crying.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm such a shitty fucking friend. Mm-hmm. But, like, now I'm like, what?
I know.
Like,
I know. The phone goes both ways.
It does.
I don't call you enough. Fucking call me. What are you talking
about?
How
about you eat my ass?
Yes.
And then I'll remember to call you.
Yes.
Because you never forget the people that eat your ass.
Dude.
And we're friends, so it's not gay. You know, it's like just...
it's just nice.
Yeah. It's just nice.
It's fucking self-care.
Oh, man. I swear. This is changing my whole life.
Dude, this is...
Because I thought I was the bad guy.
No, you're not the bad guy.
I really did.
You're not
really
the bad
guy.
I really
was like, oh, I'm too famous.
Yeah.
People need
for
to
my
think
friends.
About, like, your baseline comfort level versus... the other people in your life and then the demands you're making of them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if one of your friends doesn't have a support system, like a career with a salary, doesn't have these, like, luxuries that you don't even notice you have, and then you're putting friendship demands on them, think about how demanding their fucking life is, dude. Like, they're not, this isn't about you.
Yeah.
Everything's not fucking about you all the time. I'm trying to keep my head above water here.
Well, and I've noticed the friends that I have now that are, like, my bitches, like, ride or dies, we're kind of doing the same thing. And that's why I've kind of noticed you gotta be, if you're gonna have, like, a good support friend group,
yeah.
it Those girls are good. The House on the Prairie friends, those are fine. But the ones that are like
Christine's,
you know what I'm saying? Rebecca's, have fun on your farm, bitch. Yeah. I'm over here in the
congratulations on your nuptials, Emily.
Yeah, like my friend, she's a tattoo artist. So she's kind of, you know. And I have another friend, she's like a pilot, but she's doing all this. You know? And it's like those are the friends that like they check up on me.
Yeah,
and they're like I'm trying to die. Are you trying?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you? Hey, yes. But we're like, we're not like that.
Yeah. Those are like the friends that you call and you're like, I'm not going to kill myself, but I would like but welcome being struck by a bus.
Sure. Would be good.
It's, you know, like if I choked on a piece of chicken.
It's it. Am I choked on a piece of steak once and it was almost the end.
I was like, baby, with the Wagyu.
Yeah.
I would have just kept dying.
It wasn't the best quality.
I'd love to be found with a piece of Wagyu steak.
Just like hanging out of your mouth.
Everybody, they pull it out. They're like, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Her comedy career is actually going better than we thought.
Okay.
This is another thing that fucking pisses me off is I have so many, I'm 35, so I have a lot of women in my life now that have built really impressive careers, have been through some real fucking shit. Like my friend Bianca, oh my God. Her fiance left her in the middle of the night. Her apartment burned down. She had cancer during a pandemic. She had a bone marrow transplant during like the heat of the pandemic. And now she's like finally being like, maybe I can date again. And also like she has this crazy life experience. Like we're in our 30s. People have had cancer, but like how do you be like on Hinge being like, yeah, so I had like crazy leukemia, you know?
Well, I will say this. I think like that makes it harder to date in general, but then also like when you do meet a good person, it's like you figure it out faster.
Yeah.
Like the reason I say this is because I met my boyfriend 3 weeks after one of my best friends died.
Yeah.
Ugh. And I was like, I was like, oh my God, I'm going on a first date. Like all I'm thinking about is my fucking dead friend. Why am I doing this? But I was also like, but I have to like start living my life again at some point, you know, whatever. And I went on the date and I was like, I'm not going to bring it up, even though it's all I'm thinking about. I'm just going to like talk to some fucking guy from Hinge. And I like didn't want to go. I didn't wear makeup. I had my hair in a bun, whatever. And then the date ended up being like 4 hours. Oh. And on like the fourth hour, I was like, anyway, my best friend died 3 weeks ago. And he was cool about it.
Right.
And that's why I was like, oh, you're worth knowing.
Yeah.
You're like
you're
like a person worth dating. So I do think it's like both things are true. You know, like it makes most of it harder, but it's also like, when
it eliminates immediately bullshitters. But the thing about these women, I have another woman who like went through an abusive, really abusive relationship for years. She doesn't even like, they all didn't, they chose not to date. The fucking confusion that these Rebeccas have about women who are like, I can't date. I need space in my life. And I'm going through some real fucking shit and I can't be your mommy right now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
There, everyone's like, well, maybe you could go on. And I'm like, don't tell them to date. They don't want to.
They literally
Why do you keep telling them to date?
I'm not interested.
Men?
Yes.
Yeah, out of all things.
They'll be like, I'm not interested in being in a relationship. And these women are like, but you'll find someone. And it's like, she just fucking said she doesn't want to.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Also, I would say this, like, even those women get it from people, like people who have had like difficult lives and don't want to date because of that. But also like, God forbid you're just fucking busy.
Right.
Because that they don't even see as like a real reason.
Right. Yeah.
You
right,
know what I mean? They're like, well, if you want a husband, you have to treat dating like a full-time job.
Right.
Which I have a full-time job.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or the whole like, well, you just been choosing the wrong people. Do you think if I knew that he was a fucking murderer, that we would have went to fucking Chili's?
Thank you.
That's just victim blaming.
I think that is the crazy thing when people say that, I want to fucking tussle.
That is the craziest shit to tell somebody. Yeah. I'm choosing the wrong people. That's interesting because your husband sucks.
Your husband grabbed my ass.
Yeah, and you married him,
but I choose the wrong people. Yeah. You share your bank account with the wrong person.
Yeah.
I share body parts with the wrong people. I'm not sharing my life.
Thank you.
Okay? There's a big fucking difference. And I have a right to do that.
That should be tattooed on my forehead. Yeah.
Well, I have the shirt. I hope your abuser dies. And then I'm getting, I share body parts with the wrong people as well.
How graphic can I get?
I was gonna make it, actually I should put it on camera
because if somebody else comes out with it, there's proof here. I was gonna make this merch. I was gonna make bags that have diamonds and it's gonna say my rapist killed himself.
Oh, yes.
Fine.
Guess what?
That.
In a manic episode, I'm going to buy like 45 of those.
Yeah. Isn't that sick?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Did I'm waiting for the right like career, like for like me to become like actually famous so I could do it.
Yeah.
Like when Erykah Badu made like pussy candles.
Yeah, oh,
that
would
like be like my
theater.
Pussy.
Yeah. You can't be like hawking that at a bar show.
Can't do it.
Yeah. No, that's
sad. You can't
sad.
Do a 12-minute set on a festival.
They'll lose all their they'll lose all the audience.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, she's on us. No comics will show up.
Yeah, wait. You can't be me in a mall comedy club and people just, people who were just at the mall wandered in and you're like, here's my merch about rape. Although that is who I am.
Yeah. Like, or where the A is, I put like a star.
Yeah.
Like a star.
Ooh.
Like Ben
and Apes. So it's like casual.
It's cool. It's chill.
It's chill. It's funny.
We've gone through therapy. We're fine. It's chill. We're medicated.
Oh, wait. Can I ask though? Did your rapist kill himself?
To be continued.
Ooh.
Okay.
And never mind.
And
XOXO.
XOXO, Gossip Girl. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's take a little break and then we'll come back. Ooh, we got so nasty so quick. I love it. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. I hope your abuser dies. We're here. We're queer?
I don't know, a little bit. Whatever.
Who cares?
It's cold enough to be.
Yeah. Right. A body's a body, everybody. Okay. And that's being single in New York City. Mm-hmm. So Leah has some hot takes. I would love to hear them. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
The floor is yours.
Yeah.
I think that if someone cheats on you, sure, you may stay with them. Teach his own, rent's expensive, all that jazz. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I think you are allowed to go like Pearl Harbor on them in return. Yeah. I think that's totally like, you know, because I had a guy ask me one, he's like, what if I cheat on you? And I go,
what a weird question.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, but also thank you for like teeing
it up. Yeah.
Right. And this was like our first date.
Mm-hmm.
And I was I was like, it's the honesty for me, it's the openness for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's me on the phone with my friends after a bad first date.
Like, I'm in love with him. I got to be with him.
Yeah.
I said, that's fine. I will cheat as well.
Yeah.
He goes, wow, really? I said, yes, but see, here's the thing. I feel like, you know, they say all is fair in love and war.
Mm-hmm.
No. I go by, don't start no shit, won't be no shit.
Yeah.
If you start the shit, I got to continue the shit. And then I'll finish it. I'm not crazy, you know? So, like, if you cheat on me, let's say you fuck someone else, or even emotional cheating through the internet, that's fine. I don't care. I'm going to have a train ran on me by all your friends.
Yes.
And
your father.
I'm robbing the father.
Yeah.
I'm stealing money from him. He'll give it to me.
Yeah, of course he'll give it to you.
Yeah. Might fuck him too, but then I might fall in love because he's mature and he's got the money and all that.
He's like the finished version of the guy. Yeah.
Could have been, and I'm just kind of over the whole lineage right now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm getting, and also, I want the train ran on me on Facebook Live so his dad can see and his grandparents.
Right, multiple platforms.
Do IG for like whatever his ex wife or whoever, whatever. And then I think that's okay.
I love that you're like,
I think that's enough.
Okay, you're like, I'm not crazy, but I will fuck your father, and I'm like, yeah. That's arguably crazy, but I'm there with you too.
But also, here's the tea, and this is what a lot of here's the thing. This is what a lot of men don't understand. Like, it's so crazy that like I feel like if you like a dude, y'all are like taken and adopted and shit now in good homes. I'm still at the shelter and the walk-ins and the walk-outs.
Yeah, we fostered to adoption.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Dudes, they think that if you just text them or follow up with them or even crazy sleep with them, think you're obsessed with them. You can't live without them.
Yeah.
And so they also think that like they're the only dudes that will ever give you attention. I have never dated a man whose friends never tried to fuck me.
Right.
Never.
Yep.
Never.
Right.
Some, and depending on how good the guy is, the friend, birds of a feather flock together.
Yes.
If the guy's a good guy, his friends are good guys, which means that his friends will wait until after we break
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
But if he's a bad dude, he's trying to fuck the day up. Like, he's like, homeboy ain't shit. We just hooped earlier.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, I've always had that. So I'm like, the training would be easy.
Dude.
Right.
Easy. Guys know how much of a dog they are.
Yeah.
And then they look at you.
Yeah.
You're beautiful fucking woman,
right.
And they're like, the disconnect that everyone's
insanity.
Trying to fucking hook up with you insanity. All the time.
Yeah.
And I had a guy who wanted to keep it open, and I was like, open for who? Have you seen me?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's dance, bitch.
Right. No, my thing is, I'm not even trying to be funny. if you meet me and you're interested in me, you have to cuff me immediately.
Right.
You have to, because I'm going to be someone else's bitch by next week. Right. It's just like...
As you should.
Because I have to. Yeah, or I'll fielding rob offers. A bank or something. Yeah, I'm just single bitch shit. Like, I have to be taken into a home.
Yes.
No, I have to.
It is like, you're so right about the thing where like every guy is like, oh my God, she's obsessed.
So obsessed.
Obsessed.
I'm just
with
like
me.
Texting you, like, how's I'm your day?
I'm just texting you. I'm talking to you. I'm drunk. Or
literally.
My Adderall is like coming down. Like, I'm just here, baby. Stop being weird.
Yeah.
I had sex with you because I was sad about another guy.
No, yes. literally.
And
you think I'm
obsessed
about you.
Yeah. You think I'm
this
like,
is not about building you. My dad from like 1994 texted me. And this is a lot for me.
Yes.
Like, it's
you're a conduit.
No, literally,
you're a conduit.
It's not. I swear, everything, every dude I've ever like had like a little hookup or whatever, something with, I never like dated. Even if, actually, no. You can always tell the state of my mental illnesses and stability based on who I'm fucking with.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
huge. If you see me with someone, it's like.
Yeah, the best
check up on me.
Your
the
friends
best
are being
reflections.
Like,
no, okay. Yeah. Well, no, don't accept it. Actually,
yeah, like, we're actually, she's having a fun time.
The two best reflections of your mental status are your haircut and your boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
If I start putting fun colors in my hair,
every
uh-oh.
Time. Yeah. But if you're not enrolling in NYU theater department,
yes,
we need to take you to therapy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got something going on.
Actually, when I started dating, and I had a breakup right before the pandemic, and it was someone I really loved, and it was a good relationship, and he just moved, and it was one of those breakups where it was like, fuck,
right?
I like
right.
love this person. Sucks.
Right.
So I went back to dating again once it was like safe enough, and I immediately brought on a stray of like a drug dealer and a guy who was bad at music.
Of course.
And Lizzie was just like, I think maybe you are developing like different feelings for them than they have for you. That's totally fine. That's totally fine. That's actually fine. But that is what was happening. And
I had
just
to be like, I think this might not be real.
Yeah.
And the weird drug dealer guy might not be being honest with his intention. That's funny.
It was a good because I knew it. I knew it.
But also, that's why you need to be
sometimes.
Yes. And that's why you need to be friends with women who have done that.
Yes.
The reason
yes,
I can
yes.
recognize that is because I'm that
absolutely.
Guy. Like,
yeah.
I'm that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I like I yeah. was like fucking this guy who sold me weed for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And he and, sold
like,
it to you.
And yeah. Well, he started giving it to me.
Okay,
yeah,
fine. Thank
God.
He was still
selling it to
thing.
My roommate.
Okay.
But he would like spend almost every night at my house, blah, 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 like everything. Like we were like, without the words, fully in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
No, the amount of relationships I've been in and not been in.
But
is
he wouldn't call me his girl.
Astonishing.
Yes.
It's insane. Yeah.
He wouldn't call me his girlfriend. He wouldn't say we were in a relationship. We would never like go out. We would just like be at my apartment, whatever. Like all the classic, all the typical signs.
Mm.
But I, first of all, was like 19, but also was insane and like a drug
for
addict.
Sure. Yeah,
so I was
right.
like, we're in love. Mm-hmm. You know,
sure.
I was like, and I was doing that thing where I was like, he doesn't want to say we're in a relationship because he can't handle his feelings.
Right, right, right.
Oh.
Too much
family.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're saying
like,
that to yourself, bitch, reality check.
Literally just because he like got in a fight with the bodega guy who would flirt with me. So I was like, he's obsessed with me. And then one day we were in my apartment. I was still in college. So I was like going to go to the train to go to school. And he was like, oh, I have to go into Manhattan. I'll go with you. And I was like, and at this point, I like know where he hangs out. I know his schedule.
Right.
So I was like, what are you doing in Manhattan?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes,
Manhattan
oh.
pussy.
He goes, he literally goes, oh, I'm taking this girl to the movies.
Aww.
See.
And I was like,
why are guns not legal here?
I was like,
yeah,
listen,
dude.
Listen.
What?
I get that you said we weren't in a relationship. It's one thing
that's
if you're
so
fucking
mean.
Other people.
That's really mean. That's
rude.
So
here's, cruel.
There's three things to this. A, it's one thing if you're fucking other people. Whatever.
Lie.
I can already tell that you're going to be doing that. Whatever. It's another thing if you're taking another person to the movies, a thing you've never done with me.
Of course not.
Two.
Yeah.
And three, to tell me to my face
it's crazy.
That you're taking someone on a date when you've never done that with me, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
insane. And then like, so I go to class, whatever. I come out of class. He's like standing outside my school, the building. And he's like, I didn't go on the date. And like, that was enough for me to be like, oh my God.
I would have gotten pregnant by him.
Yeah.
At age two. Oh,
I know.
God.
Yeah. But that's
I
like,
did.
But
okay.
I'm saying like.
Twice.
1825. Lessons
okay.
take a little
you know
time
what?
To set
one
it.
Was a
accidents
choice. One
happen.
Was.
An act out.
I need attention.
An acting out moment.
But that's why
for
I can
real.
See that and be like, that's what you're doing.
Well,
but you know who can't do that? These fucking bitches who married their high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
They're like, you're in love.
Well, also I think men believe that cheating is something that men do.
Yeah.
And so they're like, you shouldn't be going out there and doing things that I do. because you're emasculating me by doing that. And you're like, don't you think that that's I'm crazy. A whole person and you are whatever version of emasculating is for a woman? Don't you know that that's the same thing? But they're just, like, well, you're not a person.
Well, it's just, it goes back to the same thing of like when they think that women, like, we're not sexual. And if we are sexual, then we're whores. It's right. No, we carry the same traits as men. We're just not as like demonic.
We're chill.
We're chill. We're more chill.
It's also but that it's, thing that like misogynists say on podcasts. That's like a key that opens every lock is a good key, but a lock that opens for every key is a bad lock.
Shut the fuck
So it's like,
I got some worn out keys.
Yes.
Yeah.
My body counts in the triples.
Also,
okay?
I'll tell you what. Just because a key goes in the lock doesn't mean it opens it. Okay. You know what I mean?
You feel me?
Yeah.
And what part of time is this lock
Most of you are slinging bad dick.
Literally. Oh my God. To get cheated on by a guy who slings bad dick is just
also when a guy gets
pregnant by one. Yeah. Oh
God. Mine had red hair.
Me too.
Oh my God.
The abortion, right?
Yes.
Me.
Oh my God.
Yes. You guys are the reason why redheaded people are dying out.
Yeah. Yes. I am
because they have the nerve to fuck. Yeah. Crazy. Like, I know. That's insane.
And I was like, he's unique. And I'm like, he had a ponytail.
Gross.
Yeah. I was like, this one's gonna die in the sun, so we might as well put him to death in the doctor.
It's also so funny that a guy who didn't make you come will think you're obsessed with him just because you had sex.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
What?
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
You think I'm obsessed with you? That was 20 minutes of my time I could have spent cleaning my room.
Okay, and what kills me is the ones that like flush the condoms down the toilet.
Oh shut the fuck up.
First
with
of
that.
All, not you fucking at the turtles.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not
Thank
the straws.
You.
It's,
what
it's,
they do?
It's frat boys.
What do they do?
And then too, they're may I?
Yeah, please. Please. Let's go, Mike.
Who's guys are flushing condoms
down the toilet? Motherfuckers are flushing condoms down the toilet.
All
it's
the
so,
time.
It's, first of all, I don't like it for the earth. And then too,
and that's like paranoia because they think you're gonna scoop it up.
Like I'm a fucking scientist.
You looked at everything about me and thought I wanted to have anyone's baby, let alone yours.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
And
are
as
you
if
kidding
you wouldn't
me?
Nut in me if I told you to.
You're right.
Let's stop the madness. If I really wanted your child.
Yeah. Oh, you flushed the condom I made you put on?
Yes, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
From the club's bathroom? Yeah. Uh-huh. Like that condom?
You're like, and I can't find condoms. You're like, I have 65 of them. And they're taped to my
truly,
body.
And the guy that, when it's always the guys that have the shittiest jobs.
Mm-hmm. You know,
like, yes.
Yeah, what are you taking? What am I taking of yours?
Yeah, this one dude was a server.
Yeah.
The other one was a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're always in the service industry.
Oh my God, these guys who are like, women industry. Are just after your money? That's interesting. Your apartment is a basement.
Yeah.
And your bed is a BevNap.
Yeah.
Let's fucking.
You know what's the worst one I've ever seen for me? I've had plenty of flush condoms, and I'm also kind of like, well, maybe that one might have been a good call on your part. But
right.
Someone poured bleach in the condom once in front of me, and I was like,
get out of
okay.
here.
I get you think I'm a whore, but wow.
No, but it's like, but that's also like, that's not calling you
God,
a whore.
Yes.
That's calling me obsessed with you.
Yeah.
That you think means I'm trying to lock
I'm
you
sorry,
down?
You have AIDS. Like,
yes.
And you're just really trying like to keep it cute and not like,
you Clorox
prep or anything. Like, you got something going
that's
on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's insanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you still fucked, right? Was it good?
Of course it was.
It was, right?
Of course it was. Yeah. I'm going back to bleach condom.
I fuck
it's...
with that. I got eczema in my coochie, and bleach is good for that. So I'm
down. Listen, I got mites from someone once. We've all...
My God.
Girl.
Oh my
is that what
God.
That is?
Fine.
Yeah.
That's actually my mites. Yeah. It's my little friends.
I hate it.
It's so
but
disgusting.
I support.
I'm a vessel for disease. All right. Should we do Leah's next segment?
Yeah, let's take a break and then come back and do it.
All right. And we're back. Shout out to my mites. Shout out
oh
to the
God.
Bleach. I'll do a disease rundown later on a different pod for the Patreon or whatever. All right, Leah, you got another hot take for us?
Yeah. I don't have children. So, you know, because I.
Famously at this point.
Okay, right. Because you always date somebody with $50 or at least $800.
Like, actually.
Okay. But yeah, kids in strollers are like as big as me.
Dumb.
I'm the size of a 12-year-old
Crazy.
Boy.
Yeah.
And those children are in. the strollers. And now I'm in New York, so it's even worse. Like, in Texas, there was, like, you know, farmland and shit.
Yeah.
But here, and usually the kids that are in the strollers are as big as me. They're working as they're being pushed.
Yes.
But here, they're just, like, there. And it's just, it's crazy to me. The moms have, like, these humpbacks.
I know.
Because they're fucking pushing these kids in the street. You can see the bottom of their shoe. It's worn down.
Yes.
The shoes are scraping.
Yes.
No, literally. And they, I see, they
I love the Sherlock Holmes detective work of that. Looking at the shoes and being like, actually, clearly. Clearly, this kid is mobile.
Well, because I see the smoke. I'm like, I've seen a dude, like, come from working at the bodega and jump into his mom's car. And I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous.
And it's always a boy.
It's always a boy. It's always a boy. The little sister's pushing that.
I was going to say, the girl is helping
The little girl is pushing
and, like, getting yelled at.
Right.
And
getting yelled at, being called a whore. She's, like, three.
And this is why men think if you give them a blowjob, you're obsessed with them.
Truly.
This is literally the square root of that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't swallow, girl. Yeah. Do that because then they really will think that you just, like,
I know, but I feel like it's grosser not to.
Right, it's like go hard
because
or go
home. If I do, it's, I feel like it never was in my mouth, like it just, like, disappeared. But then if I'm gonna spit it out, I feel like I have to hold it in my mouth
and, like, run up and, like, run around.
Yeah.
You're like,
I like dollop to the bathroom. I'm like,
I'm so cute.
I'm so cute and dainty.
I'm doing shots of bleach at the same time. I'm like, I don't want it in my esophagus. I don't know where it's been.
Well, that's like, sex doesn't count if we use a condom. Like, if there's,
never happens.
That's never happened.
That's fake. That's a vibrator. That's fake.
But yeah, I don't like that shit. It's
a vibrator with a DUI.
I asked my boyfriend the other day, I was like, when we first started having sex, did we use condoms? And he was like, yes. He was like, when you start having sex with a new person, you use condoms. And I was like, yeah.
Yes, totally.
Well, and you know what?
Totally, I do.
That's demonstrating.
Listen, I really liked you. You didn't have to.
Exactly. But that's demonstrating that women, we move like men. Like, you only respect the person you're fucking if you care about them. Like,
yes.
I care about you, so I'm going to, like, put a plastic wrap.
Yeah.
Put a, what was it, a pussy dam or whatever the fuck it's called?
Yeah, dental dam.
I'm going to throw
I'm
going to throw a Target bag in there and we'll be in love.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids that are in strollers, I always look at the mom. I'm like, this is weird. I don't care.
She's not in a good relationship.
Yeah.
She's not in a good marriage.
Yes.
Her son is going to be raised to be a piece of shit.
Like a little king.
A very entitled. And that's my biggest qualm with it.
Yeah.
I don't like anything that, you know, it makes the evolution of men being douchebags.
Yes.
Like
this
that.
Is stepping stone to failed
DJ. Like
that.
No.
People talk about the male loneliness epidemic. The male entitledness epidemic.
Yes, because of the moms.
It's fucking crazy. And it is... It's their parents,
their moms,
and more often than not, their moms.
And their moms are usually, the thing is, the moms are usually single, which is fine, but they're like low-key, like pathetic single.
Oh.
They're not like the single that's like, you know.
I know, pathetic singles.
Not
they're
single
the pathetic
boys.
Singles.
Yeah,
or they have husbands, and their husbands are bitches.
Yeah.
Their husbands are pussy. They, you know, jack off to like...
DM other
black strippers.
There's also like,
they like photos of hot girls in front of their wife's face, and you're
oh my god, I saw
make a fucking fake account.
Right.
I saw a fucking TikTok of this girl. This girl is like filming herself eating tacos, whatever, just like having a nice time. Her boyfriend's sitting across from her, but you can't see him, and then you just hear him go, "Man, that girl has great tits." And she like kind of looks at him and he goes, "Was that okay that I said that?" And she goes, she's like visibly sad immediately. And she goes, "I don't care." And the guy goes, the guy literally goes, "That's why I love you."
Because
I can say things like that and you
don't
care.
Because you're a cool girl.
And that's when you get that train in order.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's like, you let your husband talk to you like that. So now your kid is going to talk to women like
100%,
that.
100%. Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I dated a dude who, we'll have another day for all this, so much, but he ended up doing some wild shit and very disrespectful to me, but it made sense because when I met his dad talked about how fine these women were in front of the mom.
Yes.
Always
and the mom
that.
Was too pretty in the face, so bless her. He had to bless your
That's
heart
even
face.
Worse.
Right. And I just saw her be mind you, they've been married for like 50 years.
It was Uncle Tony.
Your poor butterface mom being all over.
Damn. And I'm like, I can't even like fix her. Like,
I can't watch it. I have
it
trouble watching it.
He just said it. It was like, damn, she's fine. I said, and it was so awkward. I'm just looking at him like, and the guy I was with was like,
yeah, that's my dad.
Yeah, there's sling tips.
Yeah,
high five.
Yeah.
Like,
That is.
Dude, there's nothing grosser than when a guy and his dad are checking out women together.
Let's fuck each other, y'all.
Like, oh, God. Your son is gay, and he's trying to pretend he's not.
Oh, for sure.
Everyone knows.
100%.
Yeah. Dude, I love the defense of single women at the beginning of this podcast, but I will say, like,
There's two types of white girls, there's two types of pathetic
single women, and then women that are single, and that's everybody's problem.
Yes.
There's a single girl that will try to fuck your friend, that will flirt with your friend's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then there's a single girl that's like, look, I know I'm the single one here. I know y'all got your boyfriend. I'm just here to be cool. Yeah. Like, it's nothing.
Pass the blunt
if you got
around.
A friend, come bring to me. Yeah. I'll scope him out. But if not, it's
whatever. Your single friend that'll try to fuck your boyfriend.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Then there's your single friend that'll try to get you to break up with your boyfriend.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Those are the two types of single girls.
Yeah. And the pathetic single girl at weddings is always like, maybe next year. And I'm like, I can't do this with you.
No, fuck the bartender.
Keep gassing you up constantly.
There's somebody at a wedding to fuck with.
Also, like, learn to bake or something. Like, give me some, like, talk about literally anything.
Yes.
Other than maybe next year. What?
Yeah, I'm like, as a feminist, I'm embarrassed to witness this.
Yeah.
You're hot and have money.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And then they're like, cut it out.
Stop it right in front of me.
And then they're like, does your boyfriend have any friend? No. No, it doesn't.
And also, when that happens, I'm like, honestly, you're cool, but I don't think we're going to be friends for that long.
No.
So where, like, if I do introduce you to, like, my dude's friends, that I want to want you around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Also, the reason,
you're a bad hand.
The reason we're not going to be friends, the reason we're not going to be friends for that long is because that girl, as soon as she does start dating a guy, never talks to you again.
Never.
Yeah.
So, whether I have a choice in it or not, we're not going to be friends for very long.
And any issue that her and that guy go through, that's what the whole brunch is going to be about.
I know.
Like, the entire time about that shit.
And then the next week she's gonna bring him like nothing happened.
Of course.
And we all have to be like, hi.
Yes.
Remember when
Glad
you
cool.
told
I mean,
me
sorry. Hi.
Yeah.
Remember when you told me that art I bought as a gift for my friend was ugly?
Right.
Okay, well, nice to see you.
Right. I also stopped being like default nice to my friend's boyfriends.
Oh, I don't talk to them.
Yeah. That's and if you've talked shit to me about your boyfriend more than 3 times, I'm not talking to him. If we're
for sure.
Event. I don't like that guy.
Because I'm going to get drunk and be like, so do you still hit her? It's fine.
Right, we can talk.
It's fine.
Let's talk about
I don't
that.
Have time to talk to people I don't like. And I don't like that guy who's mean to you.
Yeah. Well, and also, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little taboo or old fashioned, but like, I just don't feel like I should be talking to any of my friend's boyfriends for like, at least definitely not privately.
Yes.
Yeah.
For more than like 4 seconds.
Oh, I would hate that.
I just think that's awkward for me. Like,
Also, it's like, the only thing I have in common with this guy is you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's
this
not my friend.
Guy.
Yeah. He's not my friend. You gotta fuck with people that y'all all kind of got like.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
bring the single bitch around the
right.
the couple.
Yeah.
Night.
Right.
Don't
yeah,
do that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. If
I won't do that.
Or even, it's just not fun for her.
Yeah. It's not. Or even bring the young couple that's fighting all the time.
Oh,
bring them into the married group. Like,
no,
ain't nobody got time for that shit.
The 40-year-olds play with the 40-year-olds.
Right.
And that's just how it is.
Right.
And it's beautiful.
Right.
I love
it. It works out.
Great people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop making your single friends do boring bullshit because you have to now that you're married.
Oh, and also, stop.
I'm talking about other kinds of married people.
No, I know.
don't be like, oh, I have somebody. Like, okay, let's say like you guys invite me. Yeah. I have a friend for you. Why is it always a motherfucker that I've never even showed you that I like a person like this.
A bit about this because it happened to me so many times
me
where
too.
I'm like, oh, the ugliest guy you know.
Or at my old high school that was like all these white girls were like, Leo, I have the perfect guy for you. It's the ugliest black dude.
Yeah.
And from another school.
Oh, that's like gay.
I'm like,
friend.
I don't have a car.
You're gay. Here's a gay guy that you might like.
Yeah. They're like, oh, any black guy, that's going to be her. And I'm like, but I don't even, he doesn't even come. He's
that's
like,
so crazy racist.
Also, I think,
holy
like,
shit, that's crazy
all the
racist.
I also think like white girls, this is so weird, but I think white girls who have never fucked a black guy or like don't know a lot of black people, they like can't tell if a black guy's hot.
Yeah.
No, these are girls that just like black men, period.
Yeah.
They're like, I'll take any brown cock that comes my way. So you should too, because you're black.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's
you're
why
black,
I'll
right?
Up with
right,
that guy
right,
because
right.
they're like, they just see that he's a black guy.
Black guy, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, there was a woman at a show the other day.
Seventh grade,
Ohio, tiny gold hoops, like, cute jacket. She said the word black cock during her set like 5 times.
Oh my God.
And I was sitting there being like, oh my God. And like my black friend is in there and the like just watching it. I'm like, I think he gets to punch her.
Yeah, that's some like, I mean, I say black cock just that one time because they would say black cock, but you can't be on stage as a white woman saying black, like actively being like, I fucked black cock.
100% yeah. Ohio going black cock over and over again.
Like, that's dude, an auction. That's like some auction talk.
Yeah, no, it was.
We got black cock for sale.
Like, yeah. White girl comedians whose like act is about how they fuck black guys get
we
lost.
We see you.
It's
dude.
Called the '60s, yeah, okay, and yeah. the '70s and the
I'm
'80s,
so,
and
then
it's nothing. It's slavery. It's 1800. Yeah. Like that's not special.
Fetishing weird. It's weird.
It's really
bitch.
Weird. Or even like why I hung out with this white dude. He's a cop. I'm like, my career is taking off. I need to be with the ops now. I need to be with the fucking laws.
Yeah.
He's a white
fuck
dude.
The police.
Yeah.
Right. And he was like, and I love when like people are like, I'm gonna call the cops. Not that I get in situations where people should call the cops on me. Yeah. But I'm like, I'm Candace Owens with the shit. I love the police. I love the police. Call them. I need them.
Oh God.
He was like, you know, I love black women. And I was like, and you almost had me.
Right.
Like you can't. Because then it's like, for you to tell me that you like black women, that's just like such a fetish. Like,
it's weird.
It's weird.
It's fucking weird.
Because I'm like, I just have to like be like your stereotype
like
for you.
Everything that's like that. Like I used to date guys who are a lot older than me.
Yeah.
If every girl you dated before me was also my age, that's enough.
Yeah, I love goth girls.
Right.
And I've dated black guys who have only ever dated white girls.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that.
Uh-huh.
I also
that's
am
weird.
Like,
yeah.
I'm also like, if you only date white girls, that means I don't like the way that you like view black women. You're like a bad guy.
Yeah. Man, you know? I don't like and that shit.
I'm like, that means that you objectify white women and black women just in different ways.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
you probably suck, which is like kind of wild that you think you have a choice.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
To like put, you know, scratch I'm on like, your credit right, card what you right. want. Yeah. yeah.
There's Candace Owens got banned from Australia and New Zealand. I'm like, God, you are such a problematic
dude.
Bitch that you are being banned from entire countries.
That is one of those
that's
things
hysterical.
That, like, if it happened
Slay.
To someone,
okay, well, yeah. like, that's some cunt shit.
I was just gonna say, if somebody cool did that, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, right.
Like, whenever a cool person is like, I can't go to Canada, you're like, wow.
Canada?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you
those
do
are
to
my
get
people.
From
we don't ban anyone.
Well, anybody,
right. Yeah.
No, every American that has a felony can't
I
go
know.
To Canada.
Oh, my redheaded boyfriend.
We don't ban anyone. How about all my ex-boyfriends?
All right, sorry. And mine who got me pregnant, who drove to the border, and then we went to a hotel in Blaine, Washington, because he couldn't get in. But Candace Owens is like, she says horrible shit all the time,
yeah.
so I'm not behind that. But I am behind her just being like, so I said it.
I know. That's how I feel the exact same way about her.
Women in men's fields.
And you know, she's kind of like opened my eyes to like, yes, there's all these bloggers and YouTubers and all that kind of shit. And it's like, sure. Like, I've realized you don't have to agree with every fucking thing.
Sure,
that
right.
Some, like, okay, don't come for me. Or please do. Actually, I love the attention.
Yeah.
But like Andrew Tate.
Don't call
okay.
the cops.
Right. Like, please take me home.
Yeah.
Andrew Tate, it's like, obviously, I'm not fucking with a whole bunch of shit, like, you know, the whole, like, you know, trafficking and all that.
Yeah.
But I do fuck with him here. On this one podcast he was on. He was like, if you are a man and you don't make money,
yeah,
and you're not going to spend money on a woman, you are literally mentally ill if you think you deserve a woman.
Yeah.
And I was like,
dude, a broken clock.
I was like, that's true.
Yeah.
That's what I feel about Candace. I'm like, she be saying some wild shit.
Yeah.
But also, she's like, yeah, and what?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you to my white husband.
Yeah, I know.
And our biracial children.
Her husband is white.
White. That's what I feel about. Do you know about Dr. Umar?
No.
All right. I'm going to keep my black thoughts to myself.
No, please.
Oh, man, I want to know.
No, like Dr. Umar, he's, like, totally against anything white.
Yeah.
And he's,
well, that's the line for me. And this has been a good pot.
He probably has his blog.
Yeah. There was a video of him getting his, a white woman getting his number, and black Twitter went crazy. Black Twitter lost its fucking
mind.
But, like, he says a lot of wild shit that I don't agree with, but some things, you know, he was, like, they were interviewing him, and they were like, would you fuck with a black woman that's been with a white man? He was like, absolutely not.
Oh,
like, her black pussy is now tainted. And I was like, type shit.
Well,
I'm tainted.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah. There's like this thing too. It's like, okay, I would, when people like have Candace Owens on a podcast or have a person who's like taboo on the internet on a podcast, like I have my set of feelings about that, but I'm also like, it's going to be so entertaining.
Oh, for sure.
And
absolutely.
If you are trying to build a following and you like, battle with Candace Owens respectfully, I'm kind of like, that is fun to watch.
That's why I watch Piers Morgan. I don't watch it for him. It's about to be some bullshit. I'm for it.
Just sitting there like filing your fucking nails. Yo, you said it.
I'm watching
Hassan Piker talk to Piers Morgan. I'm like, turn it on.
Turn it on.
I want to see it.
Fucking watching Bill Burr call Bill Maher a fucking old fuck. Oh, every day when I wake up, my coffee and that. God. This has been a great fucking time, guys.
Yeah, look at us. We did it.
Yeah.
We learned so much.
Where can people find you, follow you, all the things?
Tell them everything.
Yeah.
We're not at Planned Parenthood because I learned my lesson.
Instagram
at @OfficiallySampson. And yeah, I have a link tree in my bio and it has all my goodies in there.
Yeah.
And I have a special coming out next year. So.
So follow the Instagram so you can see it when it comes out.
Yeah. Get on the Leah
notifications
train.
On.
Don't run the train on Leah, but get on the Leah train.
Yeah, well, if you don't cheat on me.
Right, exactly.
If your friend doesn't cheat on me.
Yeah, then follow her. She's so funny. Her stand-up is great.
Yeah.
She's an absolute fucking treasure. Lizzie, where can they find you, follow you?
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y at the end. I run a show called Comedians You Should Know every Wednesday in Brooklyn. Come to that.
Great show.
And listen to my other podcast, Close Calls.
Andrea Comedy 69 across all platforms. Subscribe to our YouTube, Respectfully Podcast. Good night.